Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I have loved ones who have fallen away from the church. I'm sure you do too. We are stronger together than we are alone. Archbishop Naumann established us as a public association of the faithful. This means that all the prayers, works, joys, sufferings, and sacrifices of all our members form a spiritual treasury offered daily to God through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, for the Church, and for each member's personal intentions. As a member, you may designate your loved ones to receive these graces, trusting God to apply them for their conversion, sanctification, and salvation. But to fully participate in these graces and offer them for your loved ones, you must make the choice to become a member. Simply receiving the email or joining the app does not make you a member. Now, membership is free. All you have to do is click below to enroll. And let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And offer this rosary for all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. One of the most common excuses we give for not being saints is by acting as though holiness is just for people in certain walks of life. You hear it all the time. Well, of course, I'm not a priest or a nun. Maybe they can afford to be saints. Maybe they have the time to be saints, but I don't. We say, well, you know, we have to be balanced. We're mothers and fathers and managers and employees, and we have a lot of responsibilities in the world. So we have to balance holiness with all the rest of the stuff we need to get done. But that's not what it means to be a disciple of Christ. Jesus told all his followers to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. And holiness isn't one thing that you balance with other things. Holiness is the balance that comes from sanctifying your whole life. And remember, balance doesn't mean comfort. A tightrope walker is balancing, and it's difficult. It demands concentration and focus and practice. So don't use balance as an excuse to be spiritually or morally lazy. If you're a disciple of Jesus, you don't get to be lazy about faith. We are obliged to let it permeate our whole life. That's what it means to be a saint. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. So it's a weak excuse to point out our worldly responsibilities as a justification for not pursuing greater holiness. And what makes that all the more obvious is the way the Church has canonized saints from all walks of life. We have saints who are kings and queens, saints who were common laborers and tradesmen, saints who were soldiers, doctors, and of course, saints who were parents. People claim to be too busy with the responsibilities of their life to become a saint. Louis, King of France, well, he made time to become a saint, while at the same time, he led France to its economic and political golden age. He reformed the French legal process. He fought just wars, not from behind a desk, but leading his troops into battle. He negotiated peace treaties with warring nations. He was a devout husband who raised 11 children, and he had a deep life of prayer, and he fed the poor from his own table, waiting on them and eating the leftovers only once they were finished. So it doesn't work to act as though your state in life prevents you from being a saint. The witness of the Church and the saints proves that it doesn't. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. We all have the temptation to find some part of our lives where we think the gospel doesn't need to factor in. Then we can say that, at least in that place, in that area, we don't have to worry about being saints. But it's not true. There's no space, no room, no kind of life that should be walled off from the Lord. To be an integrated Christian means that the different parts of your life are integrated in Christ. To have different parts of your life that are disconnected simply means you're a Christian who lacks integrity. So you can't lock Jesus out of your bank account, or your bedroom, or the voting booth, or your office, or out of your sports, or your entertainment. A saint is someone who has allowed the Lord to transform every part of our life. And the first step is to ask God to come into every facet of your existence, every responsibility, every activity and relationship, especially those that you are still tempted to keep separated from Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. In the Gospel of today's Mass, Jesus tells his followers that they are to be salt and light to the world. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they set it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. What's the point of these images? Just this. The only reason God has put you in the world is so that you can save the world. The world is broken, sad, lost, blind. And Christ has sent us into the world, into the workplace, the voting booth, the economy, the schools, and especially our families. And if you're not living the faith, then you're not giving people the joyful flavor, the salt, their joyless lives so desperately need. And you're not giving them the light. You who have been blessed with the truth of salvation, you're just leaving people to wander alone in the darkness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. So being in the world isn't an excuse for not being a saint. It makes the need to live lives of radical holiness all the more urgent. The unchristian world needs us to be the best Christians we can be. If we become lukewarm, mediocre Christians, we might get less pushback, we might have less conflict, but our spouses, children, and friends will not convert. The Dominican theologian Sertolange put it this way: the only really powerful and really compelling force is strong conviction joined to a life of virtue. The very people who require you to court their favor despise a flatterer and surrender to a master. If you are of this world will love you because you are its own. But its silent disdain will be the measure of your fall. This perverse world loves, at the bottom, only saints. This cowardly world dreams only of heroes. Isn't it ironic? But those who persecute you, those who ignore you, those who refuse to convert and want no part of your religion, deep down, they don't want you to give in. They don't want you to be mediocre Christians. They want you and need you to be a saint, a shining light, salt for the earth, because you're their only hope. So pursue holiness as the real goal of life. And above all, do it for the love of Christ, and because only then can we help the sadness and confusion of this world and the people in our families. They may not respond right away, or even in the near future, but they want you to be a saint, and they need you to be one. And the very best thing you can do for your loved ones is for you to become a saint. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God gives us little things every day that we can do for the conversion of our loved ones. Prayer, works, joy, or suffering. So each day, I'm going to pick one thing from my ordinary day that I'm going to offer up for my loved ones that have fallen away from the church. And I invite you to join me in this. So today, I'm going to offer up my meal prayers, specifically for the conversion of my loved ones. And Teresa, I invite you to join me in this and all of our listeners. And then all of us together, like a spiritual army, all of our prayer work, joy, and suffering are put into a spiritual treasury to be applied to each of our loved ones. And to participate in this, all you have to do is enroll as a member of our public association of the faithful by clicking below. So today, I'm offering my meal prayers. Please join me in this. So, Teresa, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the real goal of most women or young women, but just women in general? What do you say? You can't universalize, but what would you say is often the goal of their lives?
Stability.
Oh, interesting.
Security, to be loved.
And that's a good answer. That's a good answer. And what would they think is the means to achieve that normally?
That's a really good question. I think right now people feel like the more that they work, they will attain security and stability. And similarly, the more they work on themselves, they'll make themselves lovable, which is not how it works. Not perfectly. So it's a culture of self-improvement, but in a way that implies that you do kind of have to carry the whole world.
Wow.
But I don't know what you're getting at here. And I don't know if that's true either. That's just the people that I know and the people that I talk to, secular and non-secular.
No, I think that's an excellent answer. I really like your insight that a woman seeks safety, security, stability, to be loved, to mm-hmm. be cherished. Maybe in previous generations, they would have sought that primarily through marriage and family.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're seeking it more through work and professions. That's their goal.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for men, it's to be successful in our in a profession so that we have an identity and a value and a worth, and that's the goal. But neither of those are the goal.
Yeah. They're good things, but it's also, I think, we get the impression that we can't attain the goal without that.
What is the goal?
It's hard to admit, but the goal is sanctity.
Yeah.
To become like God.
Exactly.
To love God perfectly.
The goal is transforming union with Christ, who is love. John of the Cross says, in the evening of this life, we'll be examined by our love. It's amazing. He says, okay, guys, I'm going to give you the questions for the test beforehand.
Yeah.
And it's love. But it's to become like God, who is love. It's transforming union with God.
But I think, ironically, we constantly tell ourselves that we will be able to attain sanctity or love or perfection once we have stability and security, and once someone loves us, or once we're successful and that's finished, and that so long as we're in a deficit of those things, we're held back from sanctity or from the real goal. Yeah. Or, I have kids right now. While they're this young, I can't even worry about that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But these things are actually part of the mission of sanctity.
Yeah, it's the way you
pursue
it.
They're not holding you back from it. Or if you don't yet have that ideal stability that you're talking about, you don't need that kind of stability to attain sanctity.
Well, and then I think the big danger is we get attached to the means and lose sight of the goal.
Yeah. We were just talking about this because it's terrifying to look at. One of the most beautiful patrons of our current mission, Pauline Jericho, she really understood how to spread the rosary, and she did incredible things for the church in France, but she also died pretty much penniless, very sick and abandoned.
Yeah, she's probably the wrong person to pick as a patroness, because we really don't want to become like her.
We didn't choose this patron. She came to us.
I know, and she is becoming a saint.
But the whole point is that she attained the real mission,
exactly.
Sanctity, at the cost of what many perceived as the mission, which was doing a lot financially for the church and gathering so many people together in the rosary.
Yeah.
But even that wasn't the true mission.
No.
It was sanctity. And everything that we would look at and say, if I was in her shoes and God started taking that mission away from me, I would be like, what are you doing? I was on the path to sanctity and you stopped it. You took it all away. We'll never win. And he's like, I need you to be a saint.
Here's really what being a saint means. God wants to flood your soul with his divine life. He's the prize. And when you possess God fully, you become divine.
It's a really direct line of just, at any moment in your life, no matter where you are at, as in you, the listener.
Yeah.
Can right now switch gears and just focus completely on sanctity without cutting everything out of your life, but living your life correctly right now. And that doesn't mean drop your job, move to a poorer country so you can go on mission and serve people that you don't know. But it means living your life well, loving people well, loving God well, making time for him.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean being monastic.
It could mean. But it doesn't have to be.
But it's not confined to that box. And I think one of the saddest things right now is that we don't think sanctity is compatible with daily life, with our life. We are made for it.
This is why I think King St. Louis is the greatest example. We don't talk enough about him. This man, like we said, he ran a kingdom and raised 11 children and had a deep life of prayer while leading a just war from the front.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm certainly not that busy.
Yeah, that's busy. That's busy. But I think in the end, it comes down to just getting the goal straight.
Yeah.
The goal is letting God flood our soul with his life to transform us, and then loving him through the duties and responsibilities of our state and life. Well, we're getting into summer, ordinary time, and the church and the liturgy is giving us the Sermon on the Mount to kick off this summer. And so we're just following Jesus through the Sermon on the Mount with these meditations.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.